Joining us on the fan line, the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line head coach, the Sioux Falls Stampede, Kerry Eads. Hey, coach, good afternoon.
How's it going, Craig and Chris? You guys putting on the boxing gloves and going at it there?
Not yet. It'd be very quick if it happened that way. It'd be quicker than a hockey fight in the USHL.
It'd be two hits. They say it'd be quicker than two. You know,
the jersey would be pulled over a lot quicker than what you think.
It would be two hits. Matic would hit me, and I would hit the floor. That's what it would be.
Not a surprise, is it, Coach? That's what I thought.
I'm a wimp.
Looking at this Western Conference, that's what I like about this USHL right now, and it's been the way for the last few years. This Western Conference, you know what? You can't take a night off with Omaha, Waterloo, Des Moines, Sioux City. I think that's what makes this USHL league so fun to watch.
Well, it sure is, you know, and we also found out you can't take a night off at Tri-City. They got us three times in an eight-day stretch, you know, a team that struggled out of the gate, and we were able to pay them back a little bit last Saturday night to get back in the winning ways. But, yeah, the Western Conference has been strong for a number of years. It is again this year, and it's just a struggle each and every night, but that's what makes the USHL entertaining and a challenge to be part of.
What is it about Tri-City? Here's a team that's 18 points below you guys, and they seem to have your number. What's happening with that?
Well, they've had a lot of teams' numbers. You know, we finally knocked them off. Actually, Omaha got them Friday night, too. And in an 11-game stretch, Omaha was the only team to beat them. And they had a number of impressive wins, so they won 8 out of 11. And, you know, they're just a team that had a lot of injuries and a coaching change and just took a while for them to get together. On paper, I thought they were always good, big, strong team, and now they're having some success, and the confidence is high, and, you know, everything gets rolling. So, you know, who knows what they're going to do in the second half. Des Moines just got one of their best players back. Willem Nonlambert has been on the injured reserve list all season, so they're going to be tough, and, you know, we're just glad we got some points in the bank, and you know, glad we got a win Saturday to get back on the winning ways and trying to get back to playing some solid hockey ourselves.
Yeah, that Des Moines team will be here in Sioux Falls this weekend on Saturday and Sioux City on Friday here in town. You know, this time of the year, some of these kids are trying to determine what they want to do next year. How much time do you spend with them talking about their options of playing hockey in college maybe next year?
Well, you know, it's part of our job. You know, we're a stepping stone between high school and minor hockey, which is U18, U16, to the college ranks. You know, and we've kind of been up and down. We've had, at one point, we had 14 Division I scholarships. We've had a couple players decommit from their schools for a couple reasons, and then we've had, you know, Dakota Joshua just recently commit to Ohio State University. So I think we're sitting at 13 right now. So the ones that have made their decision, we don't spend a whole lot of time with. Obviously, you know, their future is set. What we're trying to do is get them ready for that next level. The ones that are looking to try to get an offer, you know, we do a lot of time talking to teams about them, promoting them, and trying to get them some opportunities as they deserve it. I mean, you have to have credibility in the business, and you can't build up a player to a certain school and then they come and watch him and he's not anything close to what you said. So you have to have some honesty there as well.
The home record, at least over the last couple of home series, it's been kind of tough for you. What has been the key here in the last, you know, 5-6 games for the Herd?
Well, we haven't been a great team since the Christmas break. We had a long break, a 2-week break, and, you know, I don't know if the guys ate too much turkey or, you know, had whatever on the brain, but we haven't been a very good hockey team coming back, and as our record indicates, at only 3-5. We were 18-6 prior to the break. So, you know, it's been tough to put a finger on it. You know, we've had, you know, I could kind of sense it coming. We were playing and winning some games that we weren't really playing well. Our goaltenders were winning this a game or a power play or a different person on a different night. And, you know, you have to do enough things right over 60 minutes to give yourself the best chance. I knew it was going to catch up to us later. I just didn't understand or couldn't forecast, you know, a 4-game-in-a-row loss situation. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, every team kind of has their high tides and low tides throughout the year, and hopefully that's it. We've been humbled a little bit, and we got back to work Saturday night We showed some video today of all the little things that we pride ourselves in that give us a good chance to win. And we did the majority of those Saturday night in Tri-City and paid them back a little bit, and some guys got our confidence back as well.
I mean, you got Tri-City on the road next week, so you get to face them again, but not until next weekend. But this weekend, this is going to be, I think, a pretty good barometer for you guys. If you can change this thing around, because you got two teams right next to you in the conference, Sioux City, right, you know, tied with the Herd right now for a third in the rankings, and then Des Moines right below you. So I would assume you've instilled a word that, you know, you gotta look good here this weekend.
Yeah, you know, and I think at certain times in the season, you motivate different ways. You know, you can do some scoreboard watching and some standings watching. You know, quite honestly, right now, Craig and Chris, we're just concerned about ourselves and getting our game back together. You know, we feel we really got off track, so we haven't really talked too much about Sioux City or Des Moines yet. We'll do a few things, but, you know, we have a lot of respect for those guys, but, excuse me, unless we, you know, play our game, we're going to have a tough chance.
And we got the kids' replica jersey coming up on Saturday night. Hopefully you got a lot of kids out there. First 500, 16 and under get a 15th anniversary replica jersey. That'll look nice on them.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them already. They're pretty sharp. And the nice logo with the 15th anniversary logo. So a real nice giveaway for the first 500 youth that are at our game. And we've had great fan support all year long. I know it was a tough home stretch here, the last one. But, you know, we felt that even our last game we lost against Waterloo was a situation where we didn't give up. We were down 4-0. We fought it back to 4-3. They got a pretty fortunate bounce to put it to 5-3, and then we got a five-minute major, and they scored in the power play. And you know, but that got us going into Saturday, so we're really looking forward to having our rival Sioux City come up here. They've got a really good team this year. Right now we're tied in the standings for points. However, they played one less game, so you know, they're actually ahead of us looking at win percentage-wise. So it's going to be a tough battle, and we talked about Des Moines putting it together and getting some players back. Should be a good 1-2 punch. We'll worry about Tri-City in Kearney for two games the following weekend once we get through this weekend.
Well, let's make it nice and loud for you guys on Friday and Saturday night at the arena. It'll be a great atmosphere. Yeah, I think you guys are going to be able to bring her back. I think just a little bit too much turkey over the
there
holiday.
Hey, be loud, be proud.
Coach, I appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, I look forward to listening to your thoughts about the potential new Vikings coach.
Uh-huh. You got her, man. We will.
You know, as a Packer fan, we're glad that there's coaching changes.
Well, Vikings fans are just happy they didn't take any former Packer coaches this time.
Well, that's a surprise.
We take the players, but we don't take the coaches.
another 15 years and Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Viking coach. You just wait. When he's about 45 and the Vikings need somebody, he's a missing link. He'll take the Vikings to the brink of a championship game.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. But kind of strange circumstances with the non-announcement, and everybody knows, and it'll be interesting to see if it's contractual or really what's the holdup. You know, the balloon is flying in the sky. It's out of the hands, you know.
You got it, Coach. Hey, I appreciate the time today. It's always great talking with you, and we wish you the best this weekend.
Appreciate having me on, guys. Right, have a good weekend yourself.
There he goes. Thanks, Kerry Eads, head coach of the Stampede.